and Ali Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
Okay, so it looks like, you remember how we talked about Kim was hitting the billionaire mark? Kim Kardashian? Yeah, she's going to be worth $1 billion now, Riggs. I thought she was, quite frankly, because to me, it's like, you're just rich.
Didn't you talk about
it? I don't even know what you're worth when they're like...
Somebody made a Shark Tank-like investment with her, or somebody invested like $200 million.
Somebody gave her... Yeah, something like, how many million? I can't remember how many million they gave her, but...
200 million or something like that.
200 million, and they get 20% stake in her company.
Yeah.
So, it was an investor, so she took it. So, I'm assuming that 200 billion... that they've now invested in her cosmetics. What did I say?
You said billion.
We got 200 million. Like, this is what I mean.
Don't make her richer than she already is.
Right. We're just like regular people. So when we hear millions, it's like, doesn't matter anymore. I'm like, okay, the rich one. You know, like,
are you kidding me?
Above and beyond.
You say thousands, and I'm like, huh? What? Thousands?
I know, that's fair. Yeah. And you get 100 thousands, forget about it. I mean, it's not even relatable, people. No, but now Kanye is celebrating her becoming a billionaire as well. Because I can't with these two. They've been living in Wyoming on their ranch.
They did the most bizarre photo shoot ever that they posted on Instagram, I think I saw, where they're just
Which one?
I don't know. There's another one where she's wearing this very weird, like, Mad Max type leather outfit, and there's just this weird Wyoming landscape behind them. It's just a very bizarre image. But that's Kim and Kanye. Yeah. They're a bizarre human being. So now she's almost worth $1 billion. Good for her.
What he posted. He put, "I am so proud of my beautiful wife, Kim Kardashian West, for officially becoming a billionaire." This is Kanye. "You've weathered the craziest storms, and now God is shining on you and our family. So blessed this is still life. So I made you this still life. We love you so much." And then it's a picture of, like, peppers, like a green pepper and a tomato and a rose.
I've got a new meme.
I don't know.
Are you ready? Kim Kardashian.
What the hell's happening with
I'm a billionaire.
Kanye and Kim or
I'm
what?
Kim Kardashian. I'm a billionaire. America.
Oh my God. Who the hell cares?
We don't care, Kim.
That's what it feels like. Thank you, Riggs. Yes.
It's Riggs and Allie. I am now outnumbered on the radio. I don't even think I'm going to get a word in edgewise here. I don't even know why I'm here to talk. Why am I even here?
I don't either.
I don't know either.
There's three women here. We don't need you. Go away.
It's not. All right. Bye. Have a good day. What's going on? So, Ella, you have your nanny Ella is sitting next to you, who's about ready to pop.
Ella's about to pop. Uh-huh. How many weeks pregnant are you?
34.
Oh, 34. Oh. And her belly is gigantic. And I can say that because I've known her a long time.
She walked up and showed it to me on FaceTime. I was like, oh wow, look at those stretch pants. That's amazing.
I mean, she is, maternity pants? That's a whole other topic for another day about how glorious those are, okay?
I want to wear maternity pants. I've heard the stories.
They're
I've
amazing.
Heard the legend.
I wore them for 3 years after I had my kids, man.
Yes.
They were amazing.
So who's this? I'm assuming the third person in the room now is the replacement?
Yes, we finally got more estrogen in this house for once. Finally, for one day.
The pinch hitter?
Ella's replacement. Yes, the pinch hitter, Jessica. Riggs, let me tell you about Ella's replacement before I let you say hi to her.
Yeah.
You know how I met this chick? I met this chick how the best girls meet girls the best way. I met her drunk in the bathroom at Ella's wedding.
Oh, there
that's
you go.
Where I met her.
Nice.
Because that's where chicks meet, in the bathroom, Riggs. And that's where we bond. That's where we tell each other you're beautiful.
Is that where you always
that's
go there in groups?
Oh, and even if you're not in a group, you make friends. All right. Just the way it is. Am I wrong or am I wrong?
You're right.
I'm right. Thank you. So when Ella started having the baby, she's like, dude, we got to get my replacement. And then COVID and then this and that. It's a crazy world.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, I got to bring somebody else in my house. So she's like, how about my friend Jessica? She's got experience. And so then I get on FaceTime with Jessica and she goes, hey, I met you in the bathroom at Ella's wedding. I'm like, hey, girl. And it was like, I already knew her. And here she is today in my house. Would you like to say hello?
Yeah, please.
And get to know Jessica.
Yes. Now, Jessica has a shirt on that says mom with a paw. So I'm assuming, Jessica, do you have a dog? I'm going to go out on the ledge and say you have a dog, right?
I do have a dog.
Okay. Do you have children of your own?
I do not have children.
What's your experience with children?
I used to work at a daycare. So okay. I told her this morning, I was like, I'm used to the little school-age kids running around all summer, so
okay.
It'll be fine.
Fair enough. What's your experience in the nanny realm? Like, what's your resume like? I want to know. I have questions. Allie's probably asked you already all this stuff.
I know
but
Ella.
I'm curious as well.
I know Ella.
You
that's
know
my
Ella.
Experience in the nanny realm.
That's it. Nice. So I'm sure, did she ask you any different questions now that we're in like a COVID world? Did she ask you questions that you haven't been asked before for job interviews? Was there anything that stood out that was strange?
I don't think so.
Allie asks a lot of weird questions. Like, she gets weird and deep, and she'll throw you off on some tangents.
Whatever! You know what? Give me the microphone.
You do.
Are you saying I ask weird questions?
Yes, you ask the most bizarre questions because you dig
so
for
what?
Different...
I have questions,
but by
man.
Asking those weird questions, you find out interesting things about people.
Oh, I do... He was saying something nice. My bad. I jumped too quickly, Rick.
Jesus.
My bad.
Settle down there, Toots.
Well, I'm sorry. My bad. But listen, do you know the kids are off the chain this morning showing off, by the way? That was the other thing I wanted to tell you.
Oh, because they have someone new in the house to impress.
Yeah, Ella, what did you say, Ella, about my kids this morning?
Hudson is in pure showman mode.
Oh, really?
Just, I'm giving Jessica the lowdown on breakfast, kind of the routine, and Hudson jumps in and he's like, I am the riddle master. Can I tell you a riddle? And I was like...
That's what he said?
No,
yeah.
He's doing it again.
He's yelling at us from downstairs saying he's the riddle master. And the riddle was, what's 100 plus 100?
The answer?
From like a Batman.
Oh, come here.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Okay, good talk.
This is insanity. So he's just showing off because there's somebody new in the house, basically,
yes.
right now. He wants
more
to impress Jessica.
Than Allie and I, apparently.
Way more.
Somebody new, so he's showing off.
Of course. Way more exciting because this is something different. This is going to be his new normal. How are they getting along thus far? Good?
Good.
Yeah. He's only been here for like 45 minutes. I mean,
well,
I
still,
like,
still early.
I think she's okay.
Nice.
I don't know. Ask her. Does she want to come back?
First day
I'll
going
be
all right?
Here.
Okay, good. There.
August 10th, maybe?
Well, you have to quarantine
2 weeks before, right?
I have to quarantine 2 weeks before, so we'll chat.
But
yeah.
I have to take vacation, so you
But
might
she also has to take vacation.
Have fun with that. Well, welcome to the family, Jessica.
Thanks.
It's nice to have someone new, some more
welcome
estrogen.
Welcome to the crazy family.
Right? Welcome to the crazy.
You have no idea what you're getting into.
Right?
Good luck.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. I'm surprised your bat signal didn't go off yesterday when this was announced, Allie. You didn't hear about
what
this?
What happened? What are you talking about? What?
The big news in Bayshore that the world lost their mind about it. See? See?
Oh, I saw it, honey. Oh, I saw it, and I'm pumped.
Opening for 128,000.
I don't even live over there, and I'm pumped.
It's a 128,000 square foot empty space in Bayshore. Wondering what the hell's going to happen with it. They're going to make it a two-story Target in Bayshore. Two stories.
Do you see that, Riggs? You know what those are on my arm? Goosebumps. Because I heard a new two-story Target in my area, and I lost my mind.
Yeah, man.
Now, listen. I have a Target near me, not the point. Yep. When I hear a Target's going up, I get happy. And who doesn't, okay?
Yep. It's currently,
and this is just what Bayshore needs.
Yeah.
I love Bayshore. I spent a lot of time there last year. They were going through all their renovations, which is tough on a mall,
yep.
okay? So to hear that this is what I've been waiting for, I might lose my mind. This is amazing.
That's
it's worth the wait.
Perfect place because it's at the old, I think it's the old Boston store is where it's going to be. And that's an outdoor area, so it's perfect to put the Target there.
Well, what Bayshore is doing. They were making it all outdoor instead of having the inside, too.
Which, looking back now, is genius with COVID
genius.
And everything. Back before
Dude,
COVID.
You don't understand. Riggs, I'm telling you, this is like behind-the-scenes stuff. I remember when they started renovating in the winter, I was like, oh, man, you know, it's going to hurt them. But in the end, it should be great. This is any mall that shuts down to renovate. Obviously, they're going to struggle. But then COVID happened. I'm like, you could not have found a better time to renovate. You know, what an accidental thing that worked out. And then we hear it's a Target coming in. Beautiful.
I'm saying the outdoor mall concept was so like, why in Wisconsin? Why would you have an outdoor mall? Well, now it makes even more sense because you don't have everybody coming inside.
The corners I am comparing the two. We have some amazing stuff.
We do.
You know, so you can do it right.
So Bayshore is also getting a Total Wine and More up there in Bayshore later this summer.
Wait.
They announced that.
My head's going to explode if you say another amazing store is coming in.
Total Wine and More.
Total Wine.
Yeah, Total Wine and More in Bayshore. sure. Yeah. It's going to be amazing up there. I want to move to the north side now.
That's what I'm saying. That's like, north. Let's go.
Let's migrate. It's going to be great. They're saying the construction on the Target is starting now, but it should be open in the next year or so, what they're hoping for. No other details announced yet. But yes, a two-story Target coming to Bayshore. Amazing.
Wow.
It's Kiss FM, commercial free.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie. Yeah.
So would you ever get Reese Witherspoon and Carrie Underwood mixed up? That is the question.
No. But I did mix up Sigourney Weaver for Reese Witherspoon. Do you know who that is, Sigourney Weaver?
Ew. Why would you ever? It was the way. They're not even the same generation.
Here's what I'm saying. It's the way that she was photographed. I saw a picture of the old Ghostbusters cast. They said that they're still alive today. And I went, is that Reese Witherspoon? No. I had to do a double take because of the way the picture looked. Just the picture. That's why I'm wondering.
Sigourney Weaver could be our mom. Reese Witherspoon would be our sister. So were there totally different generations, which cracks me up that you think that.
Well, I only bring this up because it was a picture that I saw where I did a double take. Like, what?
So this wasn't a picture.
Oh, God.
This wasn't a picture. This was in person. In person.
Oh, boy.
Listen to this. Reese Witherspoon, I love her. She's so damn funny. She got on Twitter and shared this story about how a fan came up to her and confused her for Carrie Underwood. And this is what Reese Witherspoon said. She said, quote, to the woman in the parking lot who just asked me if I was Carrie Underwood, you officially made my day.
Of course.
Because it's Carrie freaking Underwood. She's hot, right. But so is Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
So then Carrie Underwood sees the story, and she writes back and says, in all caps, your day? That lady just made my whole life. So now, Reese Witherspoon and Carrie Underwood are having a flirtation now on Twitter. They're fanning out on each other.
Yeah.
Where Reese is going, oh my God, somebody thought I looked like you. And she's like, no, but they thought this is great. So it became a joke. And then the woman who confused them, the girl, got on Twitter and said, I swear, I thought it was Carrie Underwood, not Reese Witherspoon.
It was an honest mistake.
She said, this is the woman who wrote this on TikTok. She said, okay, so craziest thing just happened. I'm with my husband eating at a barbecue place. I swear I see a lady with her husband and kid. I'm like, that lady looks just like a celebrity. I'm trying to think who. I'm like, who is it? She can't place Reese Witherspoon, she said.
So she immediately goes to Carrie Underwood. Because you think so.
Yeah, she said she went over and she said she thought Reese Witherspoon was lying about being Carrie. Because she was like, no, you're Carrie Underwood. She's like, I'm not.
I wonder if that happens to celebrities. Do you remember the show that was called I Get That All, or something like I Get That All the Time, where they would have a celebrity go into a real world experience, like Reese Witherspoon, somebody at the restaurant would go, you look like Reese Witherspoon. Are you Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
And she would only go, I get that a lot. I look just like her. And try to play it off as long as they could. And it was funny. And I wonder if that happens a lot in Hollywood, where people confuse one celebrity with the other. And how they play that off.
I've never had anyone ask me if I'm somebody else. I get, are you Allie regularly?
Yes.
But I do too. Are you the mayor of Green Bay or something? I never get asked that.
I got asked, are you Billy Bush once? And then I punched that person in the face. No, I'm not Billy Bush. Thank you very much. No, I look like him a little bit. Either way, next, we're going to hook you up with an Amazon Echo Dot from our friends at Columbia Records. We're going to play a game called, is it a firecracker or an adult toy?
Oh, God.
What do you think it is?
I'm in.
We'll play next. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. 4th of July is this weekend, so why not celebrate the 4th of July with a brand new Amazon Echo Dot? We're going to hook you up with one in a second right here. Allie, do you think you could tell the difference between something that was an adult toy or a firework if I just gave you the name of it? Either an adult toy or
Riggs,
a firework.
Riggs, you're talking to a chick who's been single for 5 of the 6 past years, okay?
Yeah.
I think I know the difference, my friend.
Oh, you do you? You do. Like, tell me, Blue Banger. Blue Banger. Is that a firework or is it an adult toy?
You want an answer?
I'm asking you. Yes, I'm asking you.
It's got to be a firework.
It is a firework, yes.
Yeah,
correct.
I know.
Yes.
Trust me. I know. I've been on the internet.
But we're going to play with somebody that wants to win an Amazon Echo Dot. We'll start with caller number 10, 414-799-1037. I'll ask you 3 questions. We'll give you the names of 3 items. One of them could be a firework or it could be an adult toy. One of the two. 414-799-1037. Caller number 10. and you could win an Amazon Echo Dot from Columbia Records. Do you want to try another one? How about Buzzing Bliss?
Oh, that's easy. Adult toy.
Yes. Well, yes.
Riggs, I'm telling you, I don't know anything about fireworks, but I have been single for a long time, my friend.
Fair enough. Caller 10, you get to play next. It's Kiss FM. It's an easy game for somebody that has been single for a while, or it's an easy game for somebody that's a pyro. It's called a game. It's a game called, is it an adult toy or a firework? Celebration of the 4th of July being this weekend. 414-799-1037. We've got caller number 10 on the phone. Her name is Leah. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
Leah with an H or no H?
Yes, there is an H at the end.
Oh, my, the one of my best girlfriends from high school is a Leah with an H. Hey.
Hey.
All right, Leah. We're going to play a game called Is It an Adult Toy or a Firework? Because they give them some very suggestive names, these fireworks, so they can sound like adult toys. And adult toys, vice versa, can sound like fireworks. So
yep.
Could be one of the two. I'm going to give you three and just say, Is it an adult toy or a firework? Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
By the way, if you win this, we're going to give you an Amazon Echo Dot sponsored by Columbia Records, all right?
Beautiful, thank you.
All right, so here's your first one. Is it an adult toy or a firework? The golden shower.
Oh God! Can you even say,
oh my gosh! You know what? That just sounds too suggestive. I think it's a firework.
It is absolutely a firework.
It has to be. I'm with Leah on that. It was like nobody would have really named an actual, you know what? That.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. I'm with you, girlfriend. It was like by default. Yeah.
It's a firework, of course. Second one, the neighbor hater. Is it a firework?
Neighbor hater.
Is it a firework or an adult toy?
Again.
What's that?
I'm gonna go with firework again.
It is a firework, correct.
I was feeling her on that one.
All right.
Yeah, I was feeling her because, hey.
All right, third one, final one. You get this one right, you win the Amazon Echo Dot.
Okay.
Loud and nasty.
Oh, man.
Loud.
Man. I really want to say firework again, but like, you know, if there's no adult, you know what? I think all three are fireworks. I'm going to go with firework again.
Fireworks? Final answer?
Yeah. Final answer.
That is correct. Yes. The loud and nasty.
Yes!
They've been setting out some loud and nasty in my neighborhood. They have been for the last couple of weeks. Leah, have you been hearing a lot of fireworks in your neighborhood? Because there's a lot of complaints.
I have.
Really.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, did you know that if you were calling to complain about fireworks, you can also call about Breonna Taylor? Just a side note.
Sure.
Have you seen that meme on Facebook?
Yes.
It's like, if you could take the time to call for fireworks, did you know you can call this number about Breonna Taylor? I love that meme, dude.
I literally saw that same meme yesterday.
Yes. I was like, amen. Amen.
Leah, congratulations. You've won yourself an Amazon Echo Dot. You're so welcome. Sponsored by Columbia Records. Do you have one of these yet in your house?
I do not.
It's gonna change your world. You can listen to Kiss FM.
You just
tell it what to do, Leah. You don't even have to like. It's like, hey Alexa, listen up, hooker. I want you to play. Oh, sorry, that was a little aggressive. But I want you to play 103.7 Kiss FM.
Alexa, call the Department of Justice and rectify some wrongs in the country.
I mean, Rick, think about it. You have a person. You have someone right there you can yell at.
Yes.
Who's not gonna take it personally?
She'll
okay?
do it all for you. Congratulations. Hold on the phone just a second, Leah. You're so welcome. Thank you for playing. Is it an adult toy or a firework? And they were all fireworks that time. We'll play again tomorrow. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie, 754. Getting tested today, Allie. I think today's the day I'm going to go. I know I got
is
my
the Lord testing you, or are you getting a real test?
A real test. No. Well, the National Guard said that their community site over at the UMOS area, the United Migrant Opportunity Center on Chase Avenue, where they have a free drive-up COVID-19 testing area, they've been seeing an increase in people coming there. They're abnormally busy because of the rise in cases. They're saying it's a good thing because people are just wanting to come and get themselves checked out to make sure, you know.
Well, it's the only way we know who has it and might not have it without symptoms so that we can quarantine your ass and you can stop infecting people. So I have no problem with people getting tested just for it.
And a lot of people,
I am fine with that.
They're saying they're averaging, the National Guard said they were finding between 500 to 1,000 people are getting tests every day, which is great. Some people are going like
at
once a week.
At that spot?
At that spot, yes.
Yeah.
So it's being, obviously people are testing more around the city and the state. And I would recommend it as well. I'm going to go and get get tested myself just because for peace of mind. And my wife and I are traveling up north this coming weekend after the July 4th holiday. And I want to make sure that if I do go up north.
Before you travel.
Before I travel, I know with my peace of mind.
Well, that's nice of you, Riggs, because a lot of people aren't taking that kind of precaution or worrying that they might be taking it somewhere. In fact, I was talking. I took my kids to the beach yesterday.
Yeah.
Social distance style.
Yeah.
Ran into some girls I know. We were chatting and they asked me if I thought COVID was real. And I looked and I was like in shock that, because these are smart women.
Yeah.
They have great jobs. I was like, what do you mean? Do I think it's, I was like shocked that somebody asked me that. I'm like, of course it's real. What? Yeah. Is that where we're at now? We have educated people this uninformed. Like, I don't. Where are we? I mean, what is going on? Like, is it real?
Yeah. I've had similar conversations with people.
We know people that have died from it, and we also know people that have contracted it. So, but they told me they don't know anyone that's gotten it. So they think it's crap. That's what they told me.
People have asked me before. They're like, you don't know anyone that's got it. Do you? I don't know anyone that's ever gotten it. Do you? And I go, yeah.
Yeah.
Allie has a friend that died from it.
My friend's uncle. My friend's uncle died.
Your friend's uncle. I have a friend that got it. The 27-year-old dude that got it. I have like a 50-year-old. Your old radio friend that lives in Seattle that got it. I have another friend that's son got it down in Florida. So yeah, I know.
I don't
people
know if we have to say that out loud that we know people, but it
we
seems
do.
Like I was blown away by that question. I almost my jaw dropped. Like, do you think when somebody looks at me and says, "Do you think it's real?" And we've been sitting here for months, told me they don't watch the news. So I thought, well, of course you don't think it's real. You're just listening to like nothing. I don't even know where you getting your info from, like people, like what is that?
Do you remember the movie The Santa Claus where they go, how do you know Santa Claus is real? Have you ever seen him? He goes, no. And he goes, that doesn't mean he doesn't exist. And he goes, have you ever seen $1 million? Well, no, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Have you ever seen someone with COVID-19? No, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
I get real. That, you know, look, I will say this. You're saying that they've had a lot of testing going on at the site that is what you started talking about. And I think that's good because, go ahead.
Yeah, and on another pod, somewhat, I guess you could call it positive note, in Wisconsin, there were 3 of the last 4 days recorded with no deaths. None in Wisconsin.
Right.
In Wisconsin.
But cases went up. Did you want to note that as well? Cases went up, deaths went down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. So it's interesting, but we're not getting hit like, I mean, Florida and Texas. If you're not paying attention, because people aren't. Because this happened in the past like week that all this changed, that their cases were going to crazy. I mean, they were just shooting up like crazy. Yeah. So
I would just say if you're near a testing site or you have a way to get a test and it's free, that there are lots of them offered around. You can call 211 and get tested. It's super easy. It's just a little nasal swab, a little tickle of the brain. It's uncomfortable for a second, Allie? A second of your time?
Oh, yeah. It's uncomfortable, but you'll live.
Yes,
I've done it.
You'll live.
It's fine. You'll live. It's worth it.
I would suggest it. I'm not saying you have to, but it would be a nice thing to do. I'm going to go and do it before we drive.
We're never going to get it under control until we can trace and test everyone and get the people that have it. Because so many people who don't have symptoms, who carry it but don't know, that's the so like unless we finally get a system like New York and New Jersey finally has set up after they lost so many people, we're going to keep just rolling through like this. Like, I don't know what else to say.
Or we
you
get
know
set
I mean?
Up like Australia, New Zealand, and South Korea where they can identify it and contact, trace it, and then stop it and squash it out there.
That should have been taken care of months ago in America. Yes. Yeah. And I want to say this. A friend of mine asked, do you think we're going to have a second wave? And I looked
Everybody
at her and I said,
that,
we're still in the first wave. You only have to turn on the news or read for a second to know that America's the only one who didn't shut it down. Yeah. Every other country down, you know, and we're just kind of floating through.
So they're saying that the testing is up, which is good. So if you have a chance to get it, if you think you might have it, even if you just want it for peace of mind, that's fine. You can go and get tested. It's free on Chase Avenue at the National Guard place. So go do it. There you go.
I want to know what happens.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, Riggs, can you hear me or am I cutting out?
You're cutting out a little bit, but I can hear you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, hold on here. Okay, I am going to talk to you about what happened with a very famous group. Now, what do you think of when you think of Maroon 5?
Who Maroon 5 and Cardi B, Girls Like You. Girls Like You. I don't know.
But what person? Adam Levine.
Of course, Adam Levine.
Right?
And then the other four or five guys or whatever.
Three, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, let me even tell you, Adam Levine came into the radio station one time. I'll never forget it when they were playing. It was the Bradley Center then.
Oh, wow.
And him and two of the guys from Maroon 5 came in. I say two of the guys because I didn't know their names. And I'm interviewing them and I'm looking at the other dudes like, I don't even know your damn names. I just want to talk to Adam Levine. Like, yes. Who are you? But
hold on.
This is who I'm talking about.
It's not Jesse, is it?
No, Mickey Madden, who's a member of Maroon 5, was arrested with allegations of domestic violence. This all happened this past Saturday. Disappointing Mickey. When we hear it, you know. Yeah. But the LAPD confirmed that, he was he's the bassist for Maroon 5. He was charged with violating some kind of code, whatever. It makes it I hate it when they do, you know, the cop jargon or the law jargon. Just tell me what he did. He was charged with violating California Penal Code. Like, I don't care about that. Like, just tell me what he did.
What did he do? Did he push someone? Did he shove someone?
They're saying he inflicted injury resulting in a traumatic condition on a spouse or cohabitant. So that doesn't tell us specifics, but it tells us he did get arrested. Now, he's not married, okay?
Okay.
So he isn't married, so is it a girlfriend? Is it a friend? Either way, it's domestic violence could be a friend or a roommate. I don't know. Anyone you're, like, living with, like, could be anyone. So.
Right. But what if it's not a living girlfriend? Because is it still classified as that, I wonder? That's where it may be the line. If it's not somebody he lived with, maybe if it was a girlfriend.
Well, that's why I said on a spouse or cohabitant, which means it has to be somebody living with him because he doesn't, or a spouse, whatever. He's not married.
Yeah.
Either way, he posted bail, $50,000. He's going back to court in September. The rep for Maroon 5 said, "We are deeply devastated by this disappointing news. As we learn more, we are looking at this very seriously." So it wouldn't surprise me if he got convicted of domestic violence if they clipped him, because I'm sorry, can't keep that in your aura, and you sure as hell can't keep it when you've got the success of Maroon 5.
No.
They are a power monster, so you can't keep a fourth. You don't need them. You might as well clip him.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? He's not Adam Levine.
Bass players are a dime a dozen. They can find another bass
player. Dime a dozen, my friend. Yes. And Adam Levine's are not.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. It's 4th of July weekend. What do you got going on this weekend? Are you leaving? Are you staying home? Are you watching fireworks somewhere? Are you setting off your own fireworks? We don't know. Maybe you're working. It's a different holiday this year because obviously there's COVID going around, but people are doing what they're going to do.
Well, as I learned yesterday at the beach, half the people have never stopped and half the people are being more cautious. It's the same thing we've said from the start, just talking to people and seeing people. Yeah.
All right. So what's going on this weekend? 414-799-1037. You can use that number to call or text us. Allie has a date coming up.
Dude, why are you bringing that up?
Because you're really doing it.
I am doing it. Screw it. I had to. It got to the point where I had to.
Yeah.
I had to. It was, I can't.
Gotta back out. Get back up on that
horse, man. I can't sit
at home
and sulk anymore. I gotta get on the horse.
Get back up on the horse, man. Yep. I'm going up north for the first time. We're going up to Chippewa Falls, the wife and I.
Oh, fun.
Chippewa Falls area. Should be nice.
Yep.
First trip up north for me. Wendy's on the phone. What's that?
Yeah, Wendy. I want to hear what Wendy says.
Yeah, Wendy, what are you doing? What are you doing for the 4th?
We're going to make our own parade.
You're making your own parade. Explain.
Ooh, tell me more.
We're going to decorate our, we have like some golf carts and ATVs, and we have trailers that we're going to hook up to like riding lawnmowers, and we're just going to go through the neighborhoods and we're going to make our own parade.
That's
Wendy,
pretty awesome.
What city do you live in?
Yes.
Tell me now.
Mount Pleasant.
Okay.
And I can get there in 30 minutes or less with my driving skills. I just want you to know this. Mm-hmm. Okay, Wendy, because I might want to see this.
It's open to anybody. We're just going to be driving through neighborhoods, being as obnoxious as physically possible.
All right. So are you going to go just...
I wonder if people will like that or hate that, though.
Yeah. Are you making it known to the neighborhood that this is going to be happening at a certain time? Or are you just going to bum rush everybody?
Oh, yeah. We're just going to bum rush everyone. Nice. It'll just be a surprise. Like those socially distanced birthday parties, but...
Yeah.
More obnoxious.
Okay.
Right. Which I have one. I'm invited to a socially, I'm not a distance part. I'm invited to another birthday parade next week. I didn't know if you know that, Riggs. I'm going to a birthday parade for a 6-year-old next week.
That's awesome. What'd you say, Wendy?
Let me know if you need to borrow our decorations.
Could you imagine if I went and got her like riding lawnmower and really turned it up a notch? I mean, it sounds like too much work, Wendy, but it sounds like a great idea.
You should call the local police or fire department, see if they'll be like the beginning or the end of it. Get like a police car in the front. A cop car in the back.
Well, because they'll
fire
do that
engine,
sometimes. Riggs is right, Wendy. They'll do that sometimes with birthday parades, like during quarantine if they weren't busy. However, it is the 4th of July, so you might want to let the fire department live a little. They might be busy. I'm just saying.
Yeah, like somebody texted into 414-799-1037 that said, I have over $2,000 in fireworks planning a 4-hour show for family and friends. They'll probably be showing up at that guy's house.
They don't have time for my parade.
All right. Well, Wendy, have fun with your parade, your Mount Pleasant covert parade. That's going to be fun.
Thank you. Happy 4th.
You too. Have
you
a good
4th.
Jackie, good morning. What are you doing for the 4th? What are your plans?
Good morning. We are from Sheboygan, and we are going to Plymouth Rock to go camping.
Okay.
And across the street at Road America, they have fireworks. It's $25 per carload.
Okay.
And I don't think you get out of your car, but they're sold out.
Oh, wow.
Smart. And I've been camping in Plymouth. That's a great area to go camping. Like,
and
seriously.
The proceeds go to the food banks in Sheboygan County.
Oh, my gosh. We're just knowing about this, but it's sold out.
Yeah.
So we can't even,
Well, good thing they're fireworks and you can see them from outside the venue.
Right?
You can't keep us from watching them. Nice.
Yeah, just sit outside your tent and look up. You'll be fine.
Jackie, how many people bought our tickets. How many people are going camping with you guys? Just a family?
With two families, and we have two sites, so it's 6 people per site.
Okay.
We're under 12, but we are doing 2 carloads to go to the fireworks.
You have, are you camping tents? Are you camping like RVs?
1 camper and 2 tents.
Okay, nice.
See, 12 is reasonable to me. Yeah. I could get behind you with that. Like if you was me and another family and they, I could get behind that. Yeah. That's
fair. There were people complaining about having to pay, but I'm like, what's the problem? It's going towards a good cause.
Yeah, right.
Right.
What is the cause it's going towards? What is it going towards, by the
way?
Feeding
America, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is.
The food banks in Sheboygan County.
Bank. Well,
Still a great cause. All right. Well, have fun with the camping weekend, Jackie.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Have a happy 4th. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Do you see that, Allie?
See what?
Do you see it?
What?
That's a bus, and I'm getting ready to throw you under it right now.
Oh, great. Bring it on. What now?
What the hell are you doing for your date? And has anything else advanced out of it? Because I was talking about what I'm doing over the 4th. I'm going up north. Going up north for the 4th with my wife. We're going to Chippewa Falls, which is fine. Yeah. We've been married for 10 years. I'm not going on a first date with somebody on Friday to a beer garden.
Stop talking. You're stressing me out. Okay,
why?
Fine. What do you want to know? Okay,
I have questions.
Honestly,
this is somebody you've met on Tinder, right? Because now you're right?
I'm trying to, yes. Yeah. And I'm moving on. I am moving on, yes.
And this will be the first stranger that you've gone out and met since
for a year.
For a year,
last summer I started dating. I went on dates with 4 different guys from like March to June.
Yeah.
I got in a relationship after I met, pottery guy.
You know.
Off and on for like, up until quarantine, and now here we are.
Yeah.
I'm single again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at home crying about my breakup for a little while, and then I said, get off your ass and get out there.
Yeah.
So here I am, right?
So you're going to...
Yeah, so then I got back on. I was really bored with dating online for a minute, though. I was having trouble getting into it.
True.
Does that make any sense?
Fair.
I was just bored with it.
Now, you did tell me something off the air that I wanted to bring on. It was the fact that you judged this guy.
Oh, no.
Because when you judged him?
What did I do now?
When he texted you, he had green bubbles on the reply, which if you're an iPhone person and you see someone with green bubbles, I'll judge you. I'll be like, really? You're not an iPhone person? You're an Android person? And go ahead and let the Android users come out of the woodwork and shame me. 414-799-1037. Android's better.
It's funny you asked me this because we were talking on Tinder, like in messages, and he was like, do you want to go out? Do you have plans? I said, finally, I had been like kind of being really coy with them.
And you can't tell on Tinder, by the way, right?
If they can't have an tell what on Tinder.
If they have an iPhone or
no,
Android, it's just
no,
Tinder
it's just
Messenger.
Like,
okay.
It's like messaging in a Facebook, or Insta. It's the same thing.
Okay, I've never been on.
So you message back and forth. And finally, it got to the point where I had to come back. Like, I hadn't said anything to him in like a week.
So I came back and I said, hey, look, I'm still trying to get my groove back. I was just really blunt with him. I was like, yeah. I'm not blowing you off. Like, I just am trying to get there. But so let's just go on a date. I'm ready. Because he was like, let's go. But then I would like not talk to him for a week, right? Yeah. Classic. Like, yeah. I'm not. So I said, fine, I'm in. So we agreed Friday. We were both free. He doesn't have his kid. I don't have mine. So we'll go, you know, have a drink. Kid. But then he has a kid. Yeah. Ooh. I don't know much about it. I literally don't know much about this guy because I'm not investing too much into anyone. I'm not going to sit there and message with people until I've met them. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So he says, well, text me and we'll figure something out, which is the next step in online dating.
Yeah.
You go from the messenger to text.
Yeah. Make it a little more personal.
So I text him. Yeah. I text him last night.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, you know, it's Allie from Tinder. And
It sounds funny.
It's funny, but you should see all the people in my phone from, like, I have people in my phone that, like, I don't remember them. It'll be like, John Tinder. Like, I have guys I must have talked to for like a minute.
Yeah.
But he, I texted him, and as soon as I texted him last night, the green popped up. And I went, oh, damn, he's got a Samsung. Here we go. So he replies, of course, and he's, seems to be smart, writes fairly normal, understands punctuation, so that's half the battle. And he said, and I say, oh, you're a Samsung guy. And he's like, yeah, but my work pays for it, so. And I was like, okay, but I thought, here we are in 2020. I get annoyed because I realize he's a Samsung phone. Like, what is this? Welcome to 2020, you know.
Now, what if things go abnormally well? Like, you really hit it off, you're really getting along. What happens when there's a second date? Do you eventually invite him over? Do you go to his house? Do you go somewhere else?
Well, if I keep dating someone, I would think, yes, we would start going to each other's houses. But that, you know, that takes like a while. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't happen like, you act like I invited these guys over to my house. Like I knew these guys for at least a month.
Fair.
I mean, I had like, and any guy there's only been like two at my house, but
right.
My point was everyone who eventually was invited to my house was somebody I knew through somebody else at the end of the day.
And those were also
a random on Tinder. It turned out that we had mutual friends and I knew they were safe.
And
right?
It also wasn't during a global
pandemic. And it wasn't a pandemic, so right. Who cared? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But I care because of my children. You can't just, I mean, I wouldn't have somebody coming in out of my house with kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't have that.
All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck. I hope it all goes very well because you deserve to be happy and you deserve to get out of the house and hang out.
Oh, God. Oh,
maybe
God.
Make out with somebody.
Let's see how it goes. That'd be fun.
See? Did you hear that? It's the sound of women losing their minds on the north side in the Bayshore area, Allie. It's the sound of women around Milwaukee losing their minds.
Why?
With the news and the announcement that came out yesterday of a new Target opening in Bayshore. Now, you would say, like, oh, great, a Target. What's the big deal?
No, but I wouldn't. I'd be like, excuse me, tell me more.
Well, it's a two-story Target, Allie. Two stories.
We don't have one. We don't even have one here.
Nope.
We're getting a two-story.
Two stories.
Bayshore bringing the heat. In fact, I might sell my damn house in New Berlin and move. I'm in.
This is going to be great. I'm going to drop my wife off when this opens. She'll be there for the whole weekend. It'll be great.
This is great news, people.
So construction will be underway soon. It's going to go in the old Boston store building, which is a perfect location for it. It's got the outdoor parking right there. It makes sense to put a Target there. That whole Bayshore area has been remodeling and revamping ever since the end of last year.
It started in the winter.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, we were doing a lot there. We did pictures with Santa at Bayshore. We did a lot. And
I remember.
Yeah, we did a lot at Bayshore. And then they were shutting down to renovate and they were going to get rid of the inside. So then I thought, oh no, but now then COVID happened and it just worked out they were renovating at a great time.
You know, the other thing I realized that we never did our Dell stops this year like we normally do. Like, it just crossed my mind.
Riggs, I have things on my calendar that I had put in, like I had the Delafield art walk. Like, I was supposed to be there, but we aren't doing appearances. The world is different. So,
it
makes me sad because I have things pop up in my calendar that were just not. It's the same thing with Summerfest.
You see, and you're like, oh,
stay
I got to delay it.
Yeah. All these things we had in our calendars. It's such a weird year.
Yeah, no other details have really been announced yet as far as construction, but I'm sure it'll be going up soon. But there's also a Total Wine and More that's opening up at Bayshore later this summer. A Total Wine and More, which if you can't find a booze at Total Wine and More, you're. I don't know what to tell you. You have, you can find everything.
I had to go there to, I had to go there to get that weird whatever. What was that? That booze I bought for my friend who loves metal music, and I got her the, it's like in a skull. It's like alcohol in a skull jar.
I think it's a tequila, yeah. It's in a skull.
She's into like heavy metal and skulls. So yeah. I had to go, but I had to go to Total. I couldn't find the damn thing anywhere.
Yeah, I know exactly
and
what you're
talking
about.
And I went there and they had it. Yeah.
So Bayshore will be bumping a two-floor Target, which is amazing. You can take the escalator and go to the upstairs part of Target. Oh, nice. So
move exciting. Over Menards and Waukesha. Bayshore's coming with the two-story one,
That's
baby.
Right. It's a double-decker Target.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, Riggs, yeah. I love this story. We got to talk about this again because it's too funny. Reese Witherspoon, would you ever mix her up with Carrie Underwood? Tell the truth. It's okay if you say yes. I mean, it's not okay, but would you?
I would not, no.
Yeah.
They look completely different. I mean, they're both blonde.
Right.
And they're both
hot
probably,
blonde
probably
chicks,
small,
somewhat.
Probably smaller framed women, but
they're both short as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both tiny. Well, anyway, it's funny because Reese Witherspoon was out and about and she had to share on her Twitter a story of how a fan came up to her and thought she was Carrie Underwood. So you've got Reese Witherspoon, who couldn't be more famous, and they're mixing her up with Carrie Underwood, who also couldn't be more famous. But Reese Witherspoon, I'm sorry, is more famous than Carrie Underwood even. You know what I mean? They're both huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
They're both big in their own right. They're both A-listers. Yes.
But Reese has been around 20 more years than Carrie Underwood. You know what I mean? Than Carrie Underwood. Remember that. So look, at the end of the day, Reese Witherspoon got on her Twitter and she wrote, quote, "To the woman in the parking lot who just asked me if I was Carrie Underwood, you officially made my day." I guess she was happy. She was like flattered. Like, oh, you think I'm Carrie Underwood?
Yeah.
Great. Well, then Carrie Underwood sees the tweet and she responds and they start fangirling on each other. Now, Carrie Underwood writes back to Reese Witherspoon and says, "Your day? That lady just made my whole life." So they're literally fangirling each other on Twitter. It's pretty funny. So, yeah. Then the woman who had mistaken Reese Witherspoon for Carrie Underwood gets on TikTok and does an update and says, "Okay, so craziest thing just happened. I was with my husband eating at a barbecue place. I swear I saw this lady with her husband and her kid, and I was trying to figure out who it was, who." And she said that Reese Witherspoon was wearing a cowboy hat and a mask.
Uh-huh.
So she couldn't fully recognize her.
Oh,
but
I forgot about celebrities and masks.
Masks? Yeah. Dude, if I was a celebrity, I would be sporting that mask everywhere so nobody would, like, seriously, it's
Hell
like a
yeah.
dream come true.
Yeah.
I do that here. Yep. And nobody knows me, just so I'm left alone.
Yep.
It is a literal dream come true.
Well, it's flattering when you get said that you look like someone else that's
right.
And
I don't
arguably
mean left
a fan
alone.
Of.
I don't mean left alone like them. I mean like left alone at the store. Like I don't care who you are. You know what I mean? In the world,
well, yes.
It's like nobody bugs you. It's so funny.
Let me get my shopping done and leave me alone. No.
Yeah, so
at the end of the
so
day,
they just were fangirling and loving it. There
next time, Google Reese Witherspoon or Carrie Underwood before you rush up and say hello.
Before.
There you go. It's an addiction that I have to something that was passed down to me from my mother and from her mother. And,
spill it.
I use it
I
all the time.
I need to know if it's a good addiction or a bad addiction.
especially during the summer. When's the last time you had watermelon, Allie? It's a good summertime treat, right?
So good. Probably like in the past month because my kids love it, so I'll buy it.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Do you ever put anything on your watermelon or do you just cut it up and eat it plain?
Why would you need to? It's already sweet and perfect. Why would you need to put anything on watermelon?
I beg to differ because for the longest time in my life, it started with my mom and it came down, it was passed down from her grandma. I've always put salt on my watermelon.
The damn salt.
Salt.
You don't need salt on watermelon.
I know, but it
what
makes it
What did it do?
Taste...
Bring out the flavor?
Yes, so much. It makes it taste amazing. Now, I don't put it on the whole thing, but a couple pieces here and there, I'll sprinkle a little bit of salt on it just for some flavor because I think
That's
it brings
so
out some crazy flavor from it. I have this weird thing with salt for some reason. I love salty
You're not the
things.
Only one. No, either you... No, I actually agree with you.
Yeah.
You either grew up in a house where you put salt on stuff
yep.
or you didn't. We did not. So, like, I remember when my kids were little and I was still married. This is a perfect example. My mother-in-law at the time grabbing the salt and pouring it all on my, like, 2-year-old's meal. And I went, no! right. Like, stop. But it was normal for her to just put salt on everything. And I was like, we don't need all that salt right now. He's two. Like, hold on. So it's a total, in my mind, you did it or you didn't, and it just is.
I did. And it runs in my family because my mom and I used to go to movies together when I was younger, and we would have competitions to see who could salt their movie popcorn the most.
Well, see, that makes sense.
Okay.
But putting it on watermelon, I don't get. Like, what's, it's so good.
Don't
you don't need salt. Why are you, you're making, taking something great.
I know, but it brings out the flavor. It's still sweet, but that salty brings out the flavor in the watermelon for some reason. I don't know.
What happens, Riggs, when you eat it without the salt?
It's still delicious. Still just as good. Mm. I just think putting some salt on it for flavor every now and then makes it taste amazing. And then I had people lighting me up, and I also had people defending me and saying, like, oh, no, we put, like, I think it's called Tijon mustard or something, like a spicy Mexican mustard, like a weird, not salt, like a spicy salt, almost like a paprika that people put on it. So people put stuff on their watermelon. Like, so it wasn't that far-fetched when I said this.
And no, I had another friend. People do what you do.
Yeah.
I do. You had a friend what?
And I had another friend who's from a Mexican family, and they said, we always put this, like, spicy salt on it. And I was like, that sounds amazing, too. I would try that as well. It brings out the flavor for some reason. I don't know why. Is this a thing that people do, or is it just a me thing? I was curious.
You can text us. You can text or call our main number. You just text us or call 414-799-1037. We'll get it.
Yeah.
If you send a text, we'll see it.
We'll read it, and if you call that number, we'll talk to you, too. Salt on watermelon. Mm-hmm. I say yes all day. Don't knock it till you try it.
Well, at least it's not a horrible addiction. I was worried about you there for a minute.
No, it's not that bad. Hypertension, maybe. Is it possible to make a good thing better? You damn right it is. I salt my watermelon. Thank you very much, because I think it brings out the flavor. I think it makes it taste a little bit better. And I think people agree with me, because the phones lit up immediately.
I knew there were going to be tons of people that put salt on watermelon. I just don't know why, other than you learned it when you were a kid and you go from... It's so good alone.
It is good alone.
Why mess up a good thing, man?
You know
it's
what?
Like telling a hot chick to get a boob job. It's not necessary, okay?
Sometimes it is. Like, burgers are good, but when you add cheese and bacon to them, you make them better. There's nothing wrong with making a good thing better.
It's kind of the equivalent, putting like cheese and bacon on your broccoli,
Claire,
which
good
is
morning.
Totally keto, and I would
do. Your burger, not broccoli. You said broccoli. Settle down.
I meant broccoli.
Oh, you
I
did?
Meant it's, no, I meant broccoli. I
okay.
meant it's like when you put bacon on your broccoli.
Oh, fair, yes.
It's like putting crap on your healthy food. Like, it's you're putting salt on watermelon, dude.
Claire.
Like, it's hysterical.
Claire.
You're taking a fruit from the earth and you're putting
salt from the earth.
Hypertension killer.
Hey, salt's
like,
from the earth, too. Claire, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Salt on watermelon. Yes, you're a fan?
Yes, I actually grew up in an Indian family.
Okay.
And my mom put on this mango seasoning, which is salty and savory, on her watermelon.
Oh, wow.
Mango seasoning.
That sounds good. Is that something you buy in like the spice aisle, like a Penzi's spice?
You have to go to an Indian store? Like, where do I get this?
You can go to an Indian store. It's called Amchur.
Amchur. How do you spell
the
that?
The store or the salt is called that? What's called that? The salt?
The mango seasoning.
Okay. Amchur.
It's called Amchur.
All right, we'll look into it.
Oh, I love some good Indian food.
Hell yeah.
So if you think watermelon, putting salt on it's weird, I grew up with putting salt and pepper on my bananas.
On your bananas?
Yes.
Salt and what kind of, like pepper? Like you're talking the seasoning pepper?
Just normal salt and pepper.
Ground pepper. All right.
Wow.
Black pepper. It is so good, but I get so many looks, but it's so
good. I'll bet. When I order watermelon, I say, pass the salt. People look at me funny, but I don't care.
Maybe we need to have the watermelon salt section in the restaurants
now,
we don't get weird looks.
Claire, thanks for calling this morning. We appreciate you listening.
Interesting.
Lester, good morning. Lester, who is from the South, how do you feel about salt on watermelon?
I love salt on watermelon. It's the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah?
I've been doing it ever since I was about 10.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. Is that a South thing? I mean, you're from Indiana, Riggs. That's the Midwest.
Yeah. But Lester's claiming it's a thing from the South as well. Do you put just regular table salt or kosher salt or any sort of seasoned salt on it or just... What's that?
Table salt.
Table salt?
Table salt. Okay.
All right.
And you think it tastes better, Lester? Huh.
I do.
To this day? And you still do it to this day?
I do it to this day.
Nice. Well, I hope to meet you one day, Lester, and we'll share a watermelon with some salt. We appreciate you listening this morning, dude. Thanks for calling up.
No problem. Have a good one.
You too. Angie is in Milwaukee. Good morning, Angie. you not only put salt on it, but you have a different twist that you do with your watermelon. She said she put salt and lemon juice on watermelon. I've heard that as well. Adding something else to it. I've never tried
Isn't it interesting all the things we're hearing today that people try? Like, the 4th of July is going to be lit if you got watermelon, because you got a lot of options to try, people.
You absolutely do. Uh-huh. Salt, sugar, watermelon
or
sugar.
Or just eat it plain like I do, because it's amazing, you weirdos.
It is good plain. But
it's like adding something to ice cream. You don't need it.
It's like adding cheese and bacon to broccoli, like you said. It makes it better. All right, it's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. What did you learn on the show this morning? We talked about so much.
We did.
And we always learn something every day, don't we? Either about each other or about the world. What did you learn this morning, Allie?
I learned that you love to put salt on your watermelon.
You're damn right I do.
While I know this isn't uncommon amongst people, I still think it's a little strange, because watermelon is fantastic alone, and I don't get why you're ruining it.
If I want to work
it's like when ice cream doesn't need sprinkles.
If I want to ease my way towards high blood pressure, let me do it on my own time, damn it.
You know what? Fair enough, because I didn't say a word when you ate all that other stuff this morning, but right? I sure did make a comment when you had salt on your damn watermelon.
Right?
That's funny.
It's an amazing thing. I learned something from Allie this morning. Allie has a new member in her family, and that is the replacement nanny, because her current nanny is Prego, ready to pop at any minute.
Pop, dude. Yeah. She's so gonna pop.
Like, if she was a turkey, the little baster thing would be like,
oh god,
popping right
like,
out.
Don't tell her I said this, but the head's probably sticking out at this point. I mean, she's that pregnant. Sure. She'll kill me. Thank God she's not up here. She won't hear that.
So we met earlier this morning.
Jessica got to come and say hello.
We met the new nanny earlier this morning, and she will now be subjected to the terror of your children, which is fun, right?
For a couple of months.
Yeah.
But I felt bad, because you walk into somebody's house at 5 a.m., and you can imagine the madness she walked into. It's dirty. My kids are screaming. Screaming.
Yep.
When I say dirty, I mean like dishes piled up. You know what I mean? Like, it's a total like house you just don't want anybody coming into.
Yep. 100%, man. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.